19. Galileo tries a new instrument. Marie Boas. Before the invention of the telescope, it was impossible to examine the heavens satisfactorily. The telescope was first made by a Dutchman, and Galileo, 1564 to 1642, was the first man to use one to look at the moon. There he saw mountains, and so set the science of astronomy on a new path. The piece below, describing this, is taken from the Scientific Renaissance, 1962, by Marie Boas. It will be seen that the author is able to quote some of Galileo's own remarks on the subject. The change in the course of Galileo's private work was caused by reports of the recent invention in Holland of a new optical instrument that made distant objects appear close. Less than a year afterwards, Galileo wrote, "About 10 months ago, May 1609, a report reached my ears that a certain man in Holland had constructed a spyglass, by means of which visible objects were distinctly seen as if nearby, though they were very distant from the observer. Several stories were told of this truly remarkable effect. Some people believed the stories, and some denied them. A few days later, the report was confirmed to me in a letter, which caused me to inquire into the ways by which I might invent a similar instrument. This I did a short time afterwards. First, I prepared a tube of lead, at the ends of which I fitted two glass lenses. Both of these were plain on one side. On the other side, one was convex and the other concave. Then, placing my eye near the concave lens, I saw objects satisfactorily large and near, for they appeared three times closer and nine times larger in area than when seen with the naked eye alone. Next, I constructed another one, more accurate, which showed objects as if enlarged more than 60 times in area. Finally, sparing neither labor nor expense, I succeeded in constructing for myself so excellent an instrument that objects seen by means of it appeared nearly 1,000 times larger and over 30 times closer than when observed with our natural vision." Galileo's first conclusion was that the spyglass, the word telescope, was not invented until 1611, should be used for the purposes of the army and the navy. No very original idea, for the Dutch had already so used it. But soon Galileo turned his spyglass, much more powerful than any yet made in Holland, to the night sky. A simple act, but one which was to change astronomy completely. For it both showed new facts and made all naked eye observations out of date. And it did this increasingly as Galileo improved upon his first attempts. The first object observed by Galileo, naturally enough, was the moon. He was the first to see more than the shadows that people's imaginations had made into shapes. He recognized mountains, and a little later found out how to estimate their heights from the lengths of their shadows. He saw vast plains, which he thought to be seas. They are still called seas. As he wrote, "If anyone wished to bring back the old opinion that the moon is like another earth, its brighter part might suitably represent the surface of the land, and its darker region that of the earth. I have never doubted that if our earth were seen from far away when flooded with sunlight, the land regions would appear brighter, and the watery regions darker."